These are your latest at Manchester City headlines. Manuel Pellegrini said he had to gamble with City's Premier League top four finish on Sunday to prioritise the Champions League. The City boss watched his side showing eight changes from Tuesday's goalless draw with Real Madrid in the Champions League semi-final first leg go down 4-2 at Southampton. He said he would do exactly the same again in terms of his vast rotation despite accepting defeat. Could impact Wednesday's return leg in Madrid and dent City's hopes of finishing in the top four this season. The defeat leaves them fourth in the table with Arsenal and Swansea to play. So they're doing exactly the same. We have an important game Wednesday for the Champions League final. We continue in the Premier League in the next two games to be in the top four, so that was a risk, but one we had to take. I was very disappointed, especially in the defending. It was the same players who played other games. We knew before it was a risk, but we need to take those risks as we have that important game. Maybe if we'd played on Saturday, we could have got more players in. I always say the best way to prepare for the next game is to win, and that's why we did so well before Paris Saint-Germain. Well, Sadio Mane did most of the damage with a hat-trick. Shane Long also scored for the hosts. Kelechi Iheanacho boosted his hopes of facing Real with a brace for City. He said he's backing the side to bounce back from that victory, from that defeat with a victory. He said the game didn't give us enough encouragement, but we'll put it behind us and focus on Real Madrid. Many things went wrong. We lost many balls and didn't defend, but I think we're going to come stronger in the next game. Yaya Toure, Vincent Kompany and Kevin De Bruyne should all be ready for the trip to Madrid on Wednesday. The three were not involved at St Mary's. And as we mentioned, Kelechi Iheanacho boosted his hopes of playing, but Raheem Sterling failed to further his own cause with an ineffective display coming off the bench. Well, Yaya Toure should be fit. He's back in training, but whether he'll be in the side remains to be seen. With the tie finally balanced at 0-0, it was thought boss Manuel Pellegrini's understood to favour his Brazilian engine room pairing of Fernandinho and Fernando, who were both impressed in the quarter-finals against Paris Saint-Germain ahead of Toure.